Sunday, 12/1/24. See, I wrote 25 again. What is wrong with me today? Nothing.
You've been saying you want this year to over.
Mm-hmm. I guess so. I just want President Trump inaugurated.
Yeah.
And kicking, you know what? Mm-hmm. All right. The prophet's corn run cut. This is called discerning spiritual things. A little what I've already talked to you about is about discerning spiritual things. Instead of getting out of all the traditions of men, that churchy situations, and getting into God's situation. The Lord gave me a title. I'll be teaching on it. It said, Jesus uprooted everything religious and traditional when he was here. All right. When Jesus was here, he marveled at the religious leaders of his day. He said this. This is Matthew chapter 16 here. This is going to be interesting, so stay open-minded. Matthew 16, verse 1 there. The Pharisees also with the Sadducees came and tempting desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven. He answered and said unto them, when it is evening, ye say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. Kind of like the way they predict the weather today. We know well before it ever happens. And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. Oh, ye hypocrites! Ye can discern the face of the sky, but can ye not discern the signs of the times? A wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given into it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas. And he left them and departed. And when his disciples were come on to the other side, they had forgotten to take bread. Then Jesus said unto them, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. They reasoned among themselves, saying, it is because we have no bread. This thing is making noise. I think I need to lower it. Okay. Verse 8, which when Jesus perceived, he said unto them, that's better. O ye of little faith, why reason ye among yourselves because ye have brought no bread? Do ye not yet understand, neither remember the 5 loaves of 5,000, how many baskets ye took up? Neither the 7 loaves of the 4,000 and how many baskets ye took up? How is it that ye do not understand that I spake it not to you concerning bread, that ye should beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees? Then understand they how that he bade them not beware of the leaven of bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and some Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now you see where they get where reincarnation. You know, that's a doctrine floating around. A lot of Christians have embraced that. Because they thought he was all these other people that already died. Isn't that reincarnation? This is the Jew bunch we're talking about here. The Mossad. The deep state. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom, just like I was talking about when I began to start. He will give you the key to your situation. Quit seeking it out of somebody's book, or somebody's Bible even. Read your Bible. Pray in the Spirit. It's going to come from the inside out. That's how God created, and that's how you create. We're talking about discerning spiritual things today. The more we can get out of the flesh, the better off we'll be. And I will give thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Not every key goes into every lock. Well, I say this same prayer every time this happens. Well, maybe it's not going to be answered the same way. Maybe there's another key needs to fit in that door. We were talking about this the other day. You can't put every key into the front door and expect it to open. It ain't going to happen.
Right key on the right lock.
Right, always. There's only one key that'll unlock your situation. The Holy Spirit has it. He's hovering over your situation. He knows exactly where you are and what you're going through. He's touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Jesus is praying for us at the right hand of the Father. That's how much He wants us to get it. But we have to do it His way. We have to do it the Spirit way, not the flesh way. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. If you want to unlock heaven, the kingdom of heaven, then you have to have the keys, the right key at the right time. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. That one's we have used that scripture and wore it out. Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. Jesus talked to these people in parables. It was only the ones that were really spiritually discerning that got it. Not the religious people. Still the same today. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed and raised again from the dead. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him. Here he is departing to him the wisdom of the kingdom and why he came, what was going to happen. And Peter's rebuking him, saying, "Be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee." But he turned and said unto Peter, "Get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men." Church tradition over Spirit of God. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." How do we do that? Quit looking and leaning to your own understanding about things. Quit trying to figure it out till you just feel like you're going to pass out. Are you tired enough yet? He said, "Follow me." Well, how do you follow him? By Spirit. For whosoever will save his life will lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. You wear yourself out and kill yourself trying to figure things out. That's what people do every day. You might as well rest. For what does a man profit if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. Verily I say unto you, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. Now we know next he goes through the transfiguration. Seems all, that is, even our religious leaders are looking for natural signs, but it appears that spiritual discernment is far from them. The whole church is looking for, see if they're building a temple over there. Every little jot and tittle under the law, they're looking for the signs to say that it's the time of the end. And if that's not happening, then it's not the time of the end. There will not be any of these natural signs given for them to discern. The discerning will come by the Holy Spirit, as we see in this chapter 16. Jesus faced the same things we're facing today with the religious establishment. All right, go to Luke chapter 11. Got some amazing things in this teaching. The Lord never ceases to amaze me. All right, Luke 11:29. Nor said unto them, "Now do ye Pharisees make clean the outside of the cup and the platter, but your inward part is full of ravening and wickedness. Ye fools."
What, where, Lord?
Oh, I'm sorry. Luke 11, 29. I'm in 39. Say, man, I'm in 25. Go ahead. Are y'all there?
Yeah.
Sorry. All right. Let me get it right now. Luke 11, 29. And when the people were gathered thick together, he began to say, "This is an evil generation. They seek a sign, and there shall no sign be given it but the sign of Jonas the prophet. For as Jonas was a sign unto the Ninevites, so shall also the Son of Man be to this generation. The queen of the south shall rise up in judgment with the men of this generation and condemn them, for she came from the utmost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and behold, a greater than Solomon is here. The men of Nineveh shall rise up in the judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonas, and behold, a greater than Jonas is here." Okay. "The signs of the times are not discerned by earthly or natural means, but by the Holy Spirit. The Lord has said to us over and over that it happens in the Spirit first." Talking about the digital warriors take their bows, the white hats take their bows. But the ones behind the scenes, the spiritual warriors, they've prayed this thing in, and it's happened in the Spirit first, so they would not be seeing the victories they're seeing in the natural. We may never get our bows, but you know what? When it comes to the time that the Lord gives out His rewards, we'll be the first in line. All right. "Here's a sign that everyone has tripped over. The book of Revelation has kept men confused for a long time. It's because it is spiritual and not natural, but most are looking for signs in the natural for confirmation of the times." That's why they've written so many books about it, and you come away more confused than you were before after you read it. They never come to any conclusions. And all the conclusions, if they do come to, are usually not right. John was seeing a vision. It's the book of disclosure. That's what Revelation means, disclosure. Only the spiritually discerning will be able to unlock the secrets of it. Okay, Revelation 20. I guess it's why the Lord showed me so much about this book. I have a whole series. I have two whole series on it. Probably 3 years worth of programming on Revelation Decode and the book of Revelation. Revelation Decode and Full Disclosure. Because that's what Revelation is. It's full disclosure. All right. Revelation 20, 1 through 4. "And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he must be loosed a little season. And I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them, and judgment were given unto them, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. It's clearly that this book of disclosure, that God has sealed those that are his. Right? There's two chapters in Revelation. Let's go to 7 that shows this. We've heard everything under the sun has been accused of being the mark of the beast. Yes, the whole system is, but just hang with me. Chapter 7. "And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, Hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads." And it goes on talking about, out of each tribe, 12,000 were sealed. Now, we know that 12,000 is not numerical. It's the church. It's the New Jerusalem. 12 by 12 is 144. Okay. All right, go to 14. Start with 1. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their where? Foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder, and I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. And they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders, and no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. These are they. Where are we seated with him? High places, right? There are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. They are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth is found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. And I saw an angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth, the sea and the fountains of waters. And there followed another angel, saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast in his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. He shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night, who worship the beast in his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. And I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and upon the cloud one set like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. Another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, thrust in the sickle, thy sickle, and reap. For the time has come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. He that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. And another angel came out of the temple, which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the altar, which had power over fire, and cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in thy sharp sickle, and gather the grapes of the vine of the earth, for grapes are fully ripe. The angel thrust in his sickle into the earth, and gathered the vine of the earth, and cast it in the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the winepress, even into the horse's bridle, by the space of 1,600 furlongs. So, I believe personally that's what we've been going through. It's what we've just come through. All right. The Holy Spirit has been bringing home to us about the inner life. The church is not a natural institution, but a spiritual house. God moved out of those boxes and now lives and moves inside of us. Here's the mystery of the beast revealed. All right, we're going to look at that. Those that are sealed by God do not have the mark of the beast. Those who do not have the seal of God in their foreheads have the mark of the beast. What happened in Genesis chapter 3 and then chapter 6? Satan stole the earth from man. He became God of this world. All right? What did Jesus do? Redeemed us from the God of this world in this system. It is not a natural mark, but a spiritual one based on who your master is. It is not by an injection or by biometrics or any natural stuff, but by where your allegiance is. How do natural men show allegiance? A hat with a logo. Deeds follow that allegiance. That's their hand. This is in their hands. They'll be rewarded according to Revelation 20, according to those works. It reveals in black and white that they have the mark of the beast. If you are not sealed of God, you're sealed of the other master. We need to get over this silly stuff that some injection caused me to become under the Antichrist. Your allegiance shows whose master you have. And it's written in your forehead. and it is enacted by your hands. Either the works of God or the works of the Antichrist. All right. Matthew 6:24. Let that sink in. These are not my words. Okay. Well, let me see. I think I started right there. I'm going to read it again. Here's the mystery of the beast revealed. Those that are sealed by God do not have the mark of the beast. He will not have anything to do with Belial. He will not have you having the table of devils and him abide in you. That will not happen. Those who do not have the seal of God in their foreheads have the mark of the beast. Satan has already claimed them for his own. Why did Jesus come? Because Satan had already claimed them. It is not a natural mark, but a spiritual one based on who your master is. It is not an injection or some kind of biometrics or any natural thing. This is an eternal mark. But by where your allegiance is. You've been talking about how the Lord has talked to you about from the foundation of the world, He's already sealed us.
Our names were written in the book of life.
All right. Who did the enemy go after? God's man. Now, when you hear people starting this stupid stuff about an injection, tell them that's not correct. You can't have both.
No man can serve.
And I will give this to Gene Decode. He did say, if you're a Christian and you did take the injection, he said, repent. It's that simple. Repent. All right. It is not, okay. How do natural men show allegiance? A hat or a logo? Deeds follow that allegiance. That is in their hands, their work. All right, Matthew 6:24. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Now argue with that. Jesus said it. In your mind you choose which master you serve, and then with your hands you will do the works of God or the works of the evil one. That's what Jesus was, what I've been talking to you about, what Jesus dealt with the Pharisees. They were wicked. They say they loved God and did all the right little rituals, but their hearts were far from Him. He called them out. It's like I have to call some things out of the religious institutions of today. Are they any different? No, they're not. They're works of the flesh, they're no different. All right, Matthew 23. So let's forget all this silly stuff about, now they might have made a stupid decision and they may have repercussions for the stupid decision they made. But even then, I believe the Lord can heal them and help them. They're already trying to, they may already have things they're going to implement to help people come reverse the damage, if there was any. A lot of people got saline, about 60% of the population got saline. Another proportion got something that did cause problems, and some got kill shots. They had them designated. They were targeting the black people. All right. You know, that's why people have to follow the Lord. If you're a Christian, you've got to get out of this just doing natural stuff and start following the Spirit. God doesn't, he can't just protect you from everything if you're stupid and you listen to the things of the world and do the things of the world. He tells you to renew your mind with the Word of God so you'll learn to do it the right way. He's done everything he can do to do that. But if people choose to go that way, then they will reap the repercussions of the choices they make. People are dying because they chose that direction. Amidst all these people trying to warn them, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. All right, Matthew 23. Then spake Jesus to the multitude and to his disciples, saying, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do, but do not ye after their works, for they say and do not. For they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. But all their works they do for to be seen of men. They made broad their phylacteries and enlarged the borders of their garments and loved the uppermost rooms at feasts and the chief seats in the synagogues and greetings in the markets and to be called of men, Rabbi, Rabbi. But be not ye called Rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all ye are brethren. Call no man your father upon earth, for one is your Father which is in heaven. Neither be ye called masters, for one is your master, even Christ. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. And whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. See, the kingdom of God is just the opposite of the religious system. See, the religious system is nothing but politics. But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for you neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayer, therefore ye shall receive the greater damnation. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you compass sea and land to make one proselyte. When he is made, you make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves. Woe unto you, ye blind guides, which say, whosoever shall swear by the temple, it is nothing, but whosoever shall swear by the gold of the temple, he is a debtor. Yeah, they want to tax us now. If you have a piece of land of what you think it might could make in the future, they want to go ahead and tax you on it. That's a Kamala or Kamala, whatever you want to call him, imposter fake. That was one of her policies or his policies or its policies. Ye fools and blind, for whether is greater the gold or the temple that sanctifieth the gold. And whosoever shall swear by the altar, it is nothing, but whosoever sweareth by the gift on his thereupon, he is guilty. Ye fools and blind, for whether is greater the gift of the altar that sanctifieth the gift. Whosoever therefore shall swear by the altar sweareth by it by all things thereon. And whoso shall swear by the temple sweareth by it and by him that dwelleth therein. He that shall swear by heaven sweareth by the throne of God and by him that sitteth thereon. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought you have done, not to leave the other undone. You blind guides. We're listening to these people. Blind guides, which strain in a gnat and swallow a camel. One, you scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, if you make clean the outside of the cup and the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. Thou blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites, for you're like unto white sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones of all uncleanness. Even so ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous, and say, if we had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Wherefore ye be witnesses unto yourselves that ye are the children of them which killed the prophets. For ye up then the measure of your fathers, ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how can ye escape the damnation of hell? Wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some one of them ye shall kill and crucify, and some of them ye shall scourge in your synagogues and persecute from city to city, that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, son of Berechias, whom ye slew between the temple and the altar. Verily I say unto you, all these things shall come upon this generation. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathered her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. It's coming down. This system is coming down. I know I got a lot of scripture today. Matthew 12:33. Either make the tree good and the fruit and its fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and its fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by his fruit. I'm telling you, if you've got the mark of the beast, you're going to do the works of the beast. If you've got Jesus in you, you do the works of Jesus. All right, it's all about a spiritual house, not a natural house. All of it. All the stuff in Revelation, that is about, this is all spiritual. It was a spiritual vision. All right, Revelation 21. If I can get people to see that. They're all caught up. Well, they're building the temple over there. They say they got one underground that's got all the stuff already in it. So what? Big whoop. All right. 21. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven, the first earth, were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I'll make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. This is a spiritual house you're seeing. You're seeing us as lively stones built up into a spiritual house, sealed, the 144,000, with the mark of God in our foreheads and in our right hands, in our hand. All right, 22. Revelation 22, 1 through 4. And he showed me a pure river of water, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. And in the midst of the tree of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. All right, let's go over to some of the epistles here. 2 Corinthians. Are y'all seeing it? All right. Like I said, sometimes, Lord, I'm sitting there and I told your dad, I hear it over my right shoulder. Sometimes, I don't know if it's an angel or Holy Spirit. It's not within, and it just begins to talk to me, and I just begin to write. This was one of those. Okay, 2 Corinthians 1, 20. Wait a minute. All right. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, and to the glory of God by us. Now he which establishes us with you in Christ and hath anointed us is God, who hath also sealed us, in giving us the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. So if you're born again, you're sealed. Ephesians chapter 1, 10. That is that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted after ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Don't you let anybody tell you, because I had an injection, I now have the mark of the beast. If you're a Christian, no, sir. You're sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. All right, Ephesians 4:20, or 4:30, excuse me. Now, I don't advise anybody to take it, but anyway. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Sealed here, to stamp for security or preservation. Two masters, evil thoughts on evil works or good thoughts and good works. Their fruit shows which camp they are in, and evidently it can be seen in the spirit what camp that is. The only way out of this evil beast system is belief in Jesus Christ. This is why he came, because we were doomed and without hope. I know the Lord's told us about praying for our leaders, especially these elites that have done these atrocities, that if they cried out the last moment before they're going to be executed, God would snatch them out of the fire. All right. I challenge you to stop listening to those who have no spiritual discernment, for they will only confuse you. The gospel is a mystery to the natural world, but not to the spiritual world. All right, mystery here means a secret in the scriptures. That's what Mark 4, talking about the parable of the sower, it's about the harvest. That's a key. The book of Revelation is also spiritually discerned. Jesus taught in parables. Parables are secrets of the kingdom of God, but they are spiritually discerned. We're going to look at that and we'll be done with this. 1 Corinthians 2. It's a mystery. The Holy Spirit helps unlock, there's those keys, the mysteries of the kingdom. All right, verse 7. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what a man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given unto us by God. See, that's what the Holy Spirit is there for, to unlock the secrets. Which things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. That's just how important the Holy Spirit is within us. Okay, 1 Corinthians 15. Right here, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. Talking about being changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. All right, Ephesians 1:9, there's several here. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself. You know, we're born again, and the Holy Spirit comes to live within us, our spirit. And the whole plan of redemption is inside. And we receive the Holy Spirit so we can pray in the Spirit, so the Holy Spirit can help us unlock everything that's inside. It has nothing to do with all this outward show. Oh, help us, Lord. Help people that are stuck in this soulishness. All right, Ephesians 3:1. For this cause I, Paul, this is what Paul wrote about, the mystery of Christ. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which is given me to you, word, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words. Wherefore, when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. Oh, if the Jew could get a hold of this. They're just all caught up in their old traditional ways, just like the ones in Jesus' day, even today. And they're cocky about it, I tell you, and arrogant, just like the ones Jesus dealt with, cocky and arrogant. All right, the epistles came by revelation of the Holy Ghost. They weren't passed down from the elders of the old order? No, by mystery. The mystery was revealed by the Holy Ghost. Ephesians 5:22. All right, it says, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be unto their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Now you know why they want to get rid of marriage. Anything that reflects the body of Christ and what God did, they want it out of here. They wanted to start everything. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as he as himself, and his wife see that she reverence her husband. All right, that's just the analogy. We're the body of Christ. We're his bride. All right, Ephesians 6:19. As for me, the utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to speak, to make known the mystery of the gospel. That's my prayer also. Colossians 1. Whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery, which has been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. See, this came to the Jew first. They completely not, I mean, I know there's Jews that have embraced the Messiah, but I thought, what a sorry state of affairs. All right, Colossians 2, I think that's the last one. Let me look. No, it isn't. Ah, all right, Colossians 2. For I would that ye knew, verse 1, what great conflict I have for you and for them at Laodicea, and as far as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and into all the riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Like I started out with, everything we need's inside of us. Everything. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in spirit, joined and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. And ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you're complete in him who is the head of all principality and power. So, we're to be looking to him, not to the experts. All right, Colossians 4:3. Withal, praying also for us that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds. That's also my prayer. We finally got a right program today after 2 days of disruptions. All right, 1 Timothy 3:9. Right here, not because we have not power, but to make ourselves an example unto you to follow us. I'm in 2 Thessalonians. I'm gonna roll today. 1 Timothy 3, I'm sorry. Y'all have to forgive me here. Holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. All right, verse 16, the same chapter. Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory. Don't you let anyone ever tell you anything different. The book of Revelation is a mystery to the natural world, but not to those that are in the spirit. All right, we're going to look at a few more and we'll be done. Revelation 1:20. John on the Isle of Patmos is listening to Jesus bring disclosure to him about the seven churches of Asia right here. Verse 20, the mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches. The seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. So this is a mystery. All right, Revelation 10:7. All right, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, and he hath declared to his servants the prophets. Okay, let's go back. We're going to look at the book of Daniel this morning. The book of Daniel shows the Babylonian system. The dream that Nebuchadnezzar had. And then in chapter 7, you know what? I'm going to let y'all do that. I'm going to let y'all read this. It's also Revelation chapter 13 reveals In the book Daniel chapter 7. It talks about the beast system. The lion with the eagle's wings. The bear with the ribs in his mouth. This is Revelation chapter 13. This is in the book of Daniel. So I'm going to give you an assignment. Read these two. What did I tell you to read?
Daniel 7, Revelation 13.
And Daniel 2. And Revelation 17. Revelation 17, Daniel 2, Daniel 7, Revelation 13. Okay? Got it? All right. All right, we're going to stop there.